Okay, we're going out on the Newsmaker line as we do every Monday at this time. We bring in our good friend, the man we call Uncle. We call him Uncle Hondo Carpenter from SportsIllustrated.com, Raider Maven website. Hondo joins us, and Hondo, the Raiders have now won 3 in a row. There are some fans out there who don't think it's much because they beat the Broncos, but this team has gained confidence. It's doing exactly what it needs to do to get into the playoffs, which we've all said was the expectation this year. What did you take away mostly from the win after starting off so slow on offense and really looking sloppy and kind of disjointed? They come out in the second half and they dominate.
I think exactly what we saw is what I said before the game you needed to see. You saw, you know, good teams, championship teams, win the games they're supposed to win. And the Raiders did just that. At home against a team that didn't have the talent, didn't have the coaching of the Raiders, they simply took care of their business. And that's exactly what they're supposed to do. As far as the element of Raider fans that are still bemoaning all of this, well, I came in this as an outsider. And I'm from Michigan. I didn't grow up a Raider fan. I grew up respecting them. But I had so much respect for the Raiders. This was the only gig I would have left Michigan in covering the Big Ten to come to. And I can tell you, if I've learned anything about Raiders fans, there are a lot of self-loathing. There's a lot of Raider fans that I almost think like to hate the Raiders as much as they like them. And there's about 25% of them that are just never happy. They're that one girl in school that maybe's gorgeous but can't get a date because she's so negative. Just no matter what the Raiders do, they're always mad. I think those people are just unhappy and probably secret Chiefs fans who are dating a Raider girl and she's so out of their league that they're willing to say they're a Raider fan even though they are immensely miserable.
I like it. I like it a lot. Hondo, I got to ask you about a couple defensive players. How about Jeff Heath, who had a big game, obviously, with 2 interceptions, almost had 3. And then also Nicholas Morrow, who was in there because Corey Littleton wasn't. Both guys had really good games, in my opinion.
Well, first, let's start with Jeff Heath. I have an article coming at SI later this week where the arrogance of Jerry Jones outshined by the brilliance of Mike Mayock. Jeff Heath was a leader at Dallas, on the field, off the field, in the locker room. I was speaking to a member of that organization this weekend before the game who said to me, one of our struggles is we don't have Malik Collins and we don't have Jeff Heath. Instead, Jerry went and wasted money signing guys to replace him who haven't performed, and the Raiders get 2 guys, high character, high performers, and guys that, you know, you don't have to break the bank on. And look at what they've done. Jeff Heath has been that good the entire time he's been here. He's played well. He's been great in the locker room. He's made guys around him better. What a brilliant signing that was by Mayock. And then you flip over and go to a Nick Morrow, who, I'm going to be brutally honest, I think was an upgrade from Corey Littleton.
Yeah, right.
Again, I've said this several times, and I get bothered by fans sometimes. But when a player isn't playing well, they call him a bum or a bad person. That's foolish. That's not necessary. You can't watch the way Corey Littleton's played this year and question his effort. You can question his production. It hasn't been good. But Corey Littleton is not a bum. He's not a bad person. He's a good guy. But his production hasn't been good. And Nick Morrow just came in and played like everyone thought Corey Littleton would have. Quite frankly, if I'm Gunther, if I'm Gruden, and Corey's back this week, I've got to ask myself, has he earned the right based on what I saw from Morrow, or is there a full wide-open competition? I think there's got to be a competition, and I'm going to go one step farther. I think there will be an open competition. Do I think they step to the mic and announce it to the media? Nope, that's not how they operate. But I think inside the Silver and Black Intermountain Health Center, Training Center, there's going to be a battle for that spot. I think great teams show depth. One of the things in talking to John Gruden earlier today, I mentioned it to Chucky. I said, listen, the fact that so many injuries on both sides of the ball, so many backups have stepped in and played so well all season, what's it say about Mayock and his staff? And man, he agreed, and the job that they've done. You may remember, gentlemen, I said right here on Silver and Black right on Raider Nation Radio prior to the year. Last year you saw a team that had a great 22, but after injuries they collapsed. And I said one of the biggest differences this year was you've got a Raiders team with depth. Now, to the 75% of Raider Nation that loves this team, that isn't self-loathing, that understands the dominance and preeminence of that patched pirate on the side of the silver helmet, you need to indulge yourself. It is only Monday, but it's Kansas City week. You are 3-0 against the AFC West. I still think you're going to go 10-6. Remember how many thought I was nuts when I said that? Remember how many said I was nuts when I called Derek Carr an elite quarterback? Well, let me say this to the other 25%. I am your death angel. Drink the Kool-Aid. The Raiders are back. They're not a Super Bowl team, but they're a playoff team, and they're marching through the AFC West, beheading their opponents, showing a tenacity and fire that's going to propel this team down the road to a championship. And if you're not excited, dear God, put on your Denver Broncos underwear and go move to Denver. But wherever you are around the world, if you're a member of the Silver and Black Nation, say it loud and say it proud.
Nice. Hondo Carpenter. Follow him at Twitter.
Raiders.
At Hondo Carpenter, spelled out just as you would see. Of course, he's from SportsIllustrated.com, Raider Maven. Before we let you go, Hondo, we got about 2 minutes, but I want to get your take, too, because one of the other storylines that's emerged over the last several weeks that I think is a big deal, and Q and I have talked a lot here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio, is the double-headed, fire-breathing dragon that is Josh Jacobs and Devontae Booker. Talk about what it means for this offense to have that 1-2 punch now.
Scott, I want you to tell your listeners, because I know every single day your audience is growing because I hear about it from my Twitter army of Uncle Hondo followers. I want to give a shout-out to all of them and the great people on Facebook. God bless you all. Thank you for following me. But I know they're following you and loving you. I was sitting on the standing with you on the sidelines at training camp, and you tell them if I'm lying, Gulbranson.
Yep.
I said to those to you, I was hearing from people, and I'm not going to name the sources on air, but I told you privately, they were looking for more than they were getting from Jalen Richard. That's why they were able to get Theo Riddick to come in here and take a long look at him. They wanted Theo to win that job. He did not, but they wanted it. They had hoped for it, and they wanted more. And along comes Devontae Booker, a guy who'd been sidelined and sat in Denver, a guy who whose body wasn't taking blows, who wasn't there getting beat up and left. Instead, he was a great runner and a power runner that nobody wanted to use. And what does he do? I love it. He gets here. He's fresh. And while they're looking and they're wanting Theo Riddick, they didn't realize that just below their nose, Devontae Booker came bursting out like a rhinoceros after some fresh food. And bam! Like Emeril Lagasse says, the great New Orleans chef, they found themselves a 1-2 punch with Josh Power Jacobs, followed by Devontae, the bulldozer Booker. And all of a sudden now, the Raiders, 41 rushing attempts this weekend. They're running the ball behind a makeshift offensive line, and they're playing the type of football that's power football. They're saying, hey, line up, load the box, because we're coming. Love it. Love what that kid's doing.
That's awesome. Hondo Carpenter, again, follow him at Hondo Carpenter on Twitter. Also, make sure you check out the Sports Illustrated's Raider Maven. Yes, sir.
And I want to give a shout-out to one of your biggest fans, James Zimmerman, who got a hold of me on social media, loves you. I love you, Raider Nation. Thank you. And, you know, I'm not a cheerleader. I'm just telling the truth. And if I had negativity to talk about, I would. So don't call me a fan or a Kool-Aid drinker. My job is to be impartial. But you can't be impartial and not tell the truth. If you're a Raider fan, giggity.
There you go. And Hondo, actually, Hondo's going to join me in studio next Wednesday, the 25th.
2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah, he's going to sit in with Q and I on the 25th, which happens to be my birthday. So I expect a cake, man.
I am. Listen, you think I'm kidding. I'm actually bringing you one. I ordered it today when you told me in the press box yesterday it was your birthday.
I love it. Nice. Hondo Carpenter, thanks, my brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for sharing your time on the greatest radio station in the NFL. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, there you go. Hondo Great Carpenter stuff. Is, yeah, he goes, man. You got to love it. Okay, it's time for a break, time for a breather, time for those of you who were listening to run through a brick wall. When we come back, we're going to be joined by our friends Sam and Ash. We'll talk to them about the big Raiders win as well. You're here with Scott. You're here with Q. You're on Raider Nation Radio.